Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Gimel, and today we're going to talk about the relationship of the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. Touched on this in the past, but let's go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us here on Mem Gimel on the base that there is a Machlokas Tanoim about the Kohen Gadol's behavior throughout the year. The Mishnah tells us that B'chol Yom Olin B'Mizracha Kohenim Olin B'Mizracha Shal Kevesh V'Yardid B'Maravo. Every day of the year, Kohenim go up the east side of the ramp. When they go up the Mizbeach, they make a right. As we know, we had a shiur about that called Pinosha Tapone. Lopone, you always go to the Yamin. So you go up to the east side of the ramp, you go up, you go around, and you come down on the west side of the ramp. Bahayom, Kohen Gadol Ola B'Emsav Yard B'Emsav. But today the Kohen Gadol acts differently. The Kohen Gadol goes up in the middle and goes down in the middle. Why? Rashi quotes Kohen Gadol, Mare Kvodo, the Chibasan Shel Yisrael. Right, he is the representative of all of Klal Yisrael. She shows their Chiba, Shehu Shluchan. He is the Shliach, the Osa Atzmo Kiben Bias. And he makes himself like a Ben Bias, like somebody who's at home and comfortable. He'll go up in the middle. Vimbala Alos Lamizbeach Lahakif, Golamatan Damim, Tvidin Musafin, Ve'elo Ve'ela Am. And if he has to go around, Makiv is called a Kevesh, Litzorach Vishlo Litzorach. He'll go around and he'll walk a little extra. But that's what the every day the Kohanim go up on the sides. And today the Kohen Gadol goes up right in the middle. Smack in the middle. Kohen Gadol Ola B'Emsav Yorad B'Emsav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Kohen Gadol Ola B'Emsav Yorad B'Emsav. Rabbi Yehuda says every day, not just today. The Kohen Gadol always goes up in the middle and goes down in the middle every day. And also, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Makad Yod Raglam and Kiyar. Every day the Kohen Gadol, just like the other Kohanim, washes hands and feet from the Kiyar. V'hayom and Akiton Shozav. And today is different. And today uses a special kli of gold. Different than the rest of the year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Kohen Gadol Makadesh Yad Raglav and Akiton Shozav. Every day the Kohen Gadol is Makadesh, his hands and feet from the Kiton Shozav. It is not different today for Yom Kippur. So the question is there a machlokes? Can we come up with a svara for the machlokes Tanoim, whether the Kohen Gadol acts differently that day or not? That is the how we're going to get into this sugya. As we will see, maybe this is about the yachas. Maybe it's about the yachas between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot every day of the year. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol acts differently every day of the year, right? Not just today. Not just today, there's a Yom Kippur extra element that he does. But every day of the year, he doesn't act like the other Kohanim. And the Tanakhama says, no. Every day, he acts like the Kohen Hedyot. And just today, it's different because of Yom Kippur. So let's go a number of points where we see the relationship reflected somehow. If you look at Maseches Gittin on Daf Zayin, the Gemara there discusses the crowns that are not allowed to be worn at times of Churban. So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, Koamar Hashem Elokim Haser Hamitznefes V'Harem HaAtara. Right, remove the mitznefes and pick up the atara. Zos lo zos hashafala hagbea vagavoa hashpel. V'chima inyin mitznefes etz latara. What does the mitznefes, the hat, have to do with the atara, a crown? Ela lo malacha is to teach me. B'smacha mitznefes brosh kohen gadol. When the mitznefes is on the kohen gadol, and when we have a beis hamigdash atara brosh kol adam, then we could have an atara, special types of crowns on anybody, on chasanim, on anybody. Nistalka or akalos. Nistalka mitznefes brosh kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol doesn't have the mitznefes on his head anymore, so then nistalka atara meirosh kol adam. So then the crown has to be taken off of others, and that's what the just mentioned earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Sota that they were gozru al atros chasanim va'al ha'iris. They were gozer that after the churban that we shouldn't have these special types of crowns because of the churban. So the Gemara calls the mitznefes, the Kohen Gadol wearing the mitznefes, once he doesn't have the mitznefes, so then we have halachas of churban. It says Tosfos, de osa shel kohen hedyot kriya mikbas. Because even though the hat, there's a hat that was worn by the Kohen Gadol and by the Kohen Hedyot, where the Kohen Hedyot had the four begadim, the shorts, the mechnasayim, the shirt, the ketones, and the avnate, the belt, and the mitznefes, right, the hat. And the Kohen Gadol also had those the hat. But it's called differently, says Tosas. The Kohen Hedyot is called the mikbas, kedachsiv, asislam avnatim, umigbaos. And that therefore it's called differently. Is there anything different about it? The Kohen Gadol didn't have the tzitz on, the golden tzitz on the forehead, and therefore it was bigger, kriya mikbas. his hat was bigger, and that's why it's called something different. He didn't have to have the tzitz on. The Kohen Gadol's hat had to be smaller because he had to have room for the tzitz. Aval shekohen gadol isak tana kriyam its nefes. First day, that's the riva. Mio omeri the ashkan balashan agamara tkari nami its nefes l'shal hedyot. You see that sometimes even the hedyot is called the mitznefes, not the mikbas. There's an overlap. If you look earlier, we had a mesechus Yuman Daf Chafhei, remember, by the pious, Damar notal mitznefes shel echamehem. Where does he start counting? He takes off the mitznefes of one of them. V'yafilu hayushavos nakadacha. And then it says, even if they're the exact same hat, right? First day it was one bigger, one smaller. Maybe they're the same. Still, it says here, Barosh Kohen Gadol, Afisha in Israel el Chassanim. Because the Barosh Kohen Kohen Gadol, there's a parallel between Chassanim and a Kohen Gadol. They're both Rosh and Tsar of Yisrael. Okay, but this is an issue about whether, Tosa has 2 days here, whether the hat of the Hedyot has just a different name, or it was different. Was it bigger? Was it smaller? Right, that's the interesting, right? If it's the same, the Tosfos says, well, if it's the same, then why they call different names? And if it's not the same, then how could Chazal interchange the names of these hats? He's a machlokas Rashi Ramban, also in Shmos in Perachav Ches. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, they also discuss. Right? It seems like a detail, but this might reflect something major, right? The Rambam and the Ravid discuss as Inuchas Klei Mikdash and Perachas. Says the Rambam, Big Day Zavhein, Big Day Kohen, Gadolvim Shmona Kalim. There are eight. Harba Shel Kohen. He has the four of a Kohen. The eight are, interesting, they have the four. It doesn't say he has four extra. We'll get to that by the Shem soon. But he has the four of the Kohen. Umi'il, Ve'efod, Ve'choshin, Ve'tzitz. Va'avneto Shel Kohen, Gadol, Ma'asi, Rokim, Hu. Ve'inodoma of Ma'asi, Avnet Shel Kohen, Hedyot. The Avnet, the belt of the Kohen Gadol, was made out of Rokim, embroidered. It's not like the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. Umitznefes ho'amura ba'aharon, hi ha'migba'as ha'amura ba'banaf. The hat is the same, even though it's called something different in the Torah. The Mitznefes and the Mikbas. Elash Kohen Gadol, tsonef ba. The Kohen Gadol's is called Mitznefes because he's tsonef ba kemisha lofef al hashever. It's like he wraps it on top of his head. The difference is because it's worn differently. It's like a turban, lofef al hashever, like you wrap on a brake. Ubanav tsonfin ba kekova. And his children kind of just put it on like a hat on top. Lefichach nikreis migbaas. And that's why it's called a migbaas. So the Rambam seems to say it's the same thing, but it's just worn differently. It's worn differently, and that could be different. The Ravid here, af ani omer es ma ein maaseh shazek maaseh shazek. It was made differently, not just how they wore it, but it was different. Mitznefes aruch harbe v'korech oso krichos harbe ke krichos ayishmaelim avam maaseh hamigbaos ken hakoven shalanu. Chadin milamala vehin ksarin, a little type of cone. So again, the Ravid says they were actually different. The Rambam says they were just worn differently. So what exactly is going on? So it's two days if it was the same exact hat or not. Two days if it was just worn differently. So does this reflect something? Like, why would it be called something different if it's the same one? Why would wearing it differently make a difference? Or let's go to another area. Right, if you look later on in our Masechta, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, that's where we have the list of the Begadim. Right, the Mishnah tells us Kohen Gadol, like the Rambam just quoted, Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Bishmona Bekalim, the Hedyot Barba. The Kohen Gadol has eight. The Hedyot has four. So it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is just has quantitatively more begadim. Biksonis, Bechlasayim, Bisevis, Vavnait, most of Allah, Kohen Gadol, etc. So interesting, why does it say the Kohen Gadol has eight? Just say everybody has four, and the Kohen Gadol has an extra four. Why does it say that he has eight? As if those four that are the same, they become part of the eight, and they're different, or not. Right? So this is the issue that is going on. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim on Ayin Aleph Mabez on that Mishnah, Omer Riva, ki mitznefes u'migbas, hakol echad, like we saw, u'munachin barosh, el ha-mitznefes hi barosh kohen gadol, v'chashuv v'yoser. It's the same, but the mitznefes is on the head of the kohen gadol, and it's more chashuv, kemot snif melucha, it's like something royal, u'migbas ha-mitznefes shal kohenim hedyotim, v'chulu, and he continues. Is there something going on behind the scenes here in these seemingly technical discussions of how do you number and the mitznefes and the mikbas? So maybe the secret is we could glean from a discussion of the minchas chinuch. the Minchas Chinuch. We know that the Kohen, every time he starts working, any Kohen who starts working the Avodah is a special carpet to bring on the first day of being a Kohen. If you look in the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, we'll get to that in a second. But Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam describes the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. HaKohanim Perek Dalet. HaKohanim Huvdalu. Michlal HaLeviim LaAvodas HaKarbanos. The Kohanim were separated and elevated from the rest of Shevet Leviim to work in the Karbanos. Shenemar v'yibadel Aharon lahakdisho kodesh kadashim. U'mitzvahs asehi lahavdil hakohanim u'lekadashom u'lahachinam lekarban. Shenemar v'kidashto ki aslam alechem alokecho hu makriv. To get them ready. V'tzorak al adam Yisrael l'nhog b'am kovet. Harbe. U'lahakdim osam l'chol davar shebekdusha. Every Jew has to be makdim them, right? Because they were huvdal. Liftok b'tor rishon, they get the first aliyah. L'uvarech rishon, l'vitomana yafer rishon. And then he goes to the Moshe Rabbeinu, split up the Mishmaros into different groups, and then the continuation is the next parak. After the Kohanim being separated, parak Hey, Kohen Gadol, Tzarech Sheyeh Gadol Mikol Echav HaKohanim. He has to be bigger and greater. Binoy, Bekoach, Beosher, Bechachma, Ubimara. In all these ways. Right? He has to have appearance, he has to be rich, he has to be wise. Emein lo mamon, kol ha-kohanim noson lo mishalahem. All kohanim have to make sure. Kol echad ve'echol lefi asher, achi yashir yoser me'asher shebekulan. He has to be the richest. The Kohen Gadol has to be the richest. Obviously, he has to be the type of person who money doesn't do it for him, but he has to be the richest. Ve'ein echon mikalelo ma'akev, ela kol ze'ele mitzvah, avalem nisrabe, mikol makom nisrabe. These are lachadchila, one doesn't need. V'chayev Kohen Gadol in ho covered ba'atzmo, v'lo yekel atzmo msharam. He has to take his institution himself seriously. V'lo yiro so arum, v'lo besakise, v'lo bemerchaz, v'lo kshemistaper. Right, we have to be Noebo Gedola Yisera. So the question, lumdis wise, what is the relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot? Is that just a quantitative jump? Like a Kohen Gadol is a more serious Kohen? He's a super Kohen? Or a Kohen plus? Is that how we should look at the Kohen Gadol? Or is there something deeper? That the second that he becomes the Kohen Gadol, maybe it's a different category of kahuna. It's not just building on, it's not just quantitative, but there's a qualitative jump in some way. Back, if you look in the, listen to the first shiur that we had back in on Dav Beis, we spoke about the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. We spoke about two elements of the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. What he does and who he is. And there might be two different ways of being Mekadeshim and the Meshicha. Right, we had that, just to look back. We had, on Dav Beis, we had two types of the Kedushos of the Kohen Gadol, and then later on we had becoming the Kohen Gadol. And how do you become the Kohen Gadol? The Minui, and the different ways of becoming. That was a later shir that we had. I don't remember exactly which daf, but that was later on. But now we're having, that was Daf Yud Beis. Daf Yud Beis, Daf Beis, we had the Kedushos Kohen Gadol. Daf Yud Beis was becoming the Kohen Gadol. We spoke about the Shema and Mishcha versus the Ribui Begadim. And now we have the relationship between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. If you look at Meseches Menachos, on Daf Ayin Ches, there is a fascinating discussion about the Menachos Chinuch. Right, the Kohen, on the first day that he brings the, does the Avodah, he brings a special car with the Menachos Chinuch. When the Kohen becomes the Kohen Gadol, then he would also, it's his first day doing the special Avodah of a Kohen Gadol, and therefore he brings a Menachos Chinuch. What happens if he jumps, and the second that he becomes the Kohen, he's very wise, they've been waiting for him, he becomes a Bar Mitzvah, they're going to make him the Kohen Gadol, on the first day they make him a Kohen Hedyot, basically. How many Minchas Chinuchs does he bring if he never worked as a Kohen before? That is the question of the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Kohen Gadol Meskarev La'avod Etzorach Shtei Esronos Ha'efa, Achas Lihimashcho V'Achas Lichinucho. Right, he needs two Esronos, one for his anointing and one for his Chinuch. Mar Baravashi Amar Shalosh. And one says he needs three. No, he needs two or he needs three. How many does he need? When the Kohen Gadol starts working, he needs how many special carbons? Minchas Chinuch is a special carbon that's brought by the every Kohen, the first day he does the Avodah, and by the Kohen Gadol every day he brings this. It's called the Chavitin. So is it two or is it three? How many does he bring? So below Pligi, the Gemara says, there's no machlokas. Ha da aved avodah kshu Kohen Hedyot. Hadalo avod avodah kshu Kohen Hedyot. It depends if he had already done avodah when he was the Kohen Hedyot. If he already started doing the avodah when he was the Kohen Hedyot, so then he only brings one. Pashtus, but if he never did the avodah, so today he's becoming a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, then he'd have to do two. So says Rashi, or the Rashi that we have on Menachos, Hadlo Avad Avoda Me Olam Sheyako in Hedyor. If he never did the Avoda, maybe Shlosha. Achas lechinuch tchilas avoda, viachas lechinucho shenismana lias koin gadol, viachas lehimashcho. Right, one for his the regular. So that's the what we have. That's the Gemara. So he brings three. So that's the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes this in Perak Hey Halacha Yud Zayin here of Klei Hamikdash, that this Perak Hey is all about the koin gadol. Koin shlo avar adayin miyamav. Sheminu oso kohen gadol. If a kohen never worked before in his life, and now he becomes a kohen gadol, is it maybe asiris ho'efa v'ovda biyado tchila kishar chinuch kol kohen hedyot? Here he brings a special, the asiris ho'efa, the first, like every other minchas chinuch, v'yacharkach makrev asiris ho'efa shnia shi chinuch kohen gadol. And then he brings a second karban of the minchas chinuch, because now he's the kohen gadol. He's starting not only to be the kohen hedyot, but the kohen gadol. V'yacharkach makrev asiris ho'efa shlishis shi chaviti kohen gadol shemakrev b'chol yom kamo shi yisbar. U'maisa shloshton shavehu. The same exact Avodah is done by all of them. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah here, the Kesef Mishnah quotes a Yerushalmi, Bo Bayom Nikra Betchila Avodah, Bo Bayom Nesali is Kohen Gadol, maybe Shtayim. Achas Lechinucha Vachalas Avodah Sayom. No, on the day that he becomes the Kohen Gadol, he brings two. The question is, the Kesef Mishnah did not quote the Bavli. Right? He just quotes the Yerushalmi. Unusual. But what's the issue of two or three? If he becomes the Kohen Gadol, on the day that he becomes the Kohen, Hedyot, right? So what is the issue here? So says the Ar Sameach here in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Says the Ar Sameach is a Lamdus. It's a Lamdus. What's the Lamdus of the Ar Sameach? Is a Kohen Gadol, the way he says it, is the Kohen Gadol both? He's a Kohen Hedyot and he's a Kohen Gadol? Because if he's a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol, then the first day he starts working, he has to bring two Minchas Chinuchs for his Chinuch, because he's the Kohen Hedyot and he's the Kohen Gadol. Is that how we look at it? Or he's not a Kohen Hedyot. He just goes straight to being a Kohen Gadol. And it's a different category, and therefore, he only brings one. He's becoming a new person today, a Kohen Gadol. That's the issue of two or three, says the Ar Sameach. Hare, he quotes the Yerushalmi, the Sofer, the Sagi, Bachas, the Chinuch, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. But nearly, Ditalui, Im Nomar, the Kohen Gadol, Avnet Shelo, Vishal Kohen Hedyot, Shavim. Right, that's going to tip us off. Is the Avnet the same or different? Hare, the Kohen Gadol, Havi Gam Kohen Hedyot, Shadalad Begadav Shavim. Rakshini Tosif Odar Ba Begadim. He has four like the Kohen Hedyot, then he has an extra four. Lachain Mevi, Kidamar Begamar Dilan. So doesn't that show us that he is something extra? He's a Kohen Hedyot, and he's a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, he'll bring two. Avalam Nomar Davnei Deshal Kohen Hedyot Shal Butz. Vishal Kohen Gadol Shal Kelayim Im Kein. But if you say they're different, so then, Havi Kohen Gadol, Dover Acher Befnei Asma. The Kohen Gadol is something totally different. Different category. Ve'eno Kohen Hedyot Klau. L'chein Eno Mevi Rak Achas L'chinuchos. Therefore, if he's just a different category, they'll only bring one. So that's the Ar Sameach. One might be able to say, again, nafka mina could be, is he a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol, or just a Kohen Gadol? If he marries a Grusha, how many Averis does he get? A Kohen Hedyot cannot marry a Grusha, and a Kohen Gadol can marry a Grusha. So if he's both, so then maybe he'll get two Averis, right? Is he part of every Mishmar, or is he part of no Mishmar? Right, something like that. But it could be, you might say it in a different way also. The Ar Sameach has two approaches. Either he's both, or he's something different. Maybe you could say, maybe he's both. Maybe he's both. You could say in the first side, but not that he's both. It's that, is he a super Kohen Hedyot, or a Kohen Hedyot plus, or it is he is something totally different, right? Is it a quantitative leap or not? If it's a quantitative leap that he's just a super Kohen Hedyot, so then it's just one carbon, because he's really a Kohen Hedyot. Now he's a super Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen Hedyot plus. But if it's a qualitative jump, something in a different category, then maybe he can't skip the first step, though. He has to be a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol on the first day. You can't leapfrog to become the Kohen Gadol, so you still need to, even if he's something qualitatively different. Right, it might be different. Right, so the question is then why, if he's a Kohen Hedyot already and he's not the Avoda for a while, then he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Then he has to bring one, right? Because he has to demonstrate a new status. So you can answer that question, but either way, that could be a different way to say the Chakira. Not just is he a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol versus he's just a Kohen Gadol. No, it could be is he a Kohen Hedyot plus or super Kohen Hedyot or is he meaning a quantitative jump, or is he something totally different? He goes from Kohen Hedyot to Kohen Gadol. But maybe that's part of our issue in our Mishnah of Yudin HaChachamim. Right? The Rabbanan say all year he does exactly what the Kohen Hedyot does. And on Yom Kippur, he acts differently. While Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole year he acts differently. The whole year acts differently. Maybe that could be. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's different. He's qualitatively different. The whole year he's different. Never does anything like the Kohen Hedyot. And the Rabbanan say, no. The Rabbanan say he walks up the side of the Mizbeach. He uses the Kiyor the whole year. Maybe that means he's a super Kohen Hedyot, right? Or he's a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol. However you say it, this could be an issue behind the status. There also could be a discussion. I mean, again, we're not enough time right now. The Kohen Gadol himself has a special status, right? The discussion of Machlokas Rambam, right, at the end of Kilayim, that if a Kohen cannot, the Rambam says, if a Kohen wears Begadim Shalom B'Shas Avoda, is there an Isser Malkus? The Rambam says yes. The Ravid says no. And the Ravid says, what do you mean? What about Kohen Gadol? Could be a Kohen Gadol has a different type of status that we already discussed in the first shiur back at Av Beis about it's not just what he does, but who he is. There's a fascinating line in Moed Katan and Daf Yadalad that a Kohen Gadol is like Regel the whole year. The Kohen Gadol, the culture is like Regel the whole year. But it could be that he's in a state of Lifnei Hashem the whole year, and that could give him a different status. Okay, but that's not for now. This is what we discussed, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot.